I am Lia Drummond, and the podcast is News About Brazil. Links to sources of the news I share here with you are in the description of this episode. You can also reach me on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you, so send me a message on Twitter at News About Brazil. A researcher found a letter sent by President Jair Bolsonaro that was published on neo-Nazi websites in 2004. Adriana Dias, an anthropologist who works researching the movement of neo-Nazi groups in Brazil, found the letter by chance while looking her extensive records. It shows he has had Nazi support for at least 17 years. He already praised Hitler many times in public, even posed for a photo with a Brazilian Hitler look-alike. Many people in his government have displayed their support for Nazi fascism and white supremacy ideology, like Felipe Martins, president's special advisor, accused of making a white power gesture in a Senate session. Last week, Bolsonaro was spotted smiling like never before in a meeting with Beatrix von Storch, a German congresswoman from the Alternative for Germany, the right-wing party linked to the Nazi. She declared the visit to Brazil was to, quotes, to strengthen their connections and defend Christian and conservative values at the international level. It's a big happy smile Bolsonaro is showing, posing between Beatrix and her husband. Check this photo out in the link at the description of this episode. Senator Mr. Omar Aziz from Amazonas declared that President Jair Bolsonaro covered up corruption in vaccine negotiations. Mr. Aziz is the COVID-19 Parliamentary Inquiry Commission president, created to investigate alleged omissions and irregularities in federal government spending during the COVID-19 pandemic in Brazil. Senator Alessandro Vieira from Sergipe, who is also working on the COVID-19 Parliamentary Inquiry Commission, is convinced that the role of President Jair Bolsonaro favored the spread of the pandemic caused by the new coronavirus, based on the testimonies in which he participated and the documents he analyzed. He stated that Bolsonaro's participation and efforts to favor the spread of COVID-19 were very clear. There is clear evidence of lack of responsibility for public health and the adoption of measures against the World Health Organization's guidelines to help spread the pandemics, all for money. Something positive. The daily average of deaths from COVID-19 drops to less than 1,000 for the first time in 6 months. This is a not so bad information for these last months. Brazil has 2.7% of the planet's population and currently concentrates about 30% of deaths from the disease worldwide. And the Brazilian participation in the Olympics is also an example of overcoming difficulties and the lack of support. Like the medals in skate, a sport that was illegal until 1988. The first medal at Tokyo 2021 Olympics Games went to Kelvin Heffler, 28 years old, who got silver in street skate. Raíssa Leal, 13 years old, became the youngest medalist in Brazil. Known as Fadinha, which means little fairy in Portuguese, she won silver in the street skate contest. Danielle Carnin, 23 years old, won bronze in judo, in the category up to 66 kilos, even after he contracted coronavirus and this affected his preparation for the Olympic Games. Then Fernando Schaeffer, 23 years old swimmer, won bronze in the 200 meters freestyle. During his preparation for Tokyo, he even trained in a lake due to restrictions imposed during the pandemic. Surf gave Brazil its first gold medal in Tokyo. It was awarded to Italo Ferreira, 27 years old from Rio Grande do Norte. As a boy, he used to surf using a styrofoam lead. Judoka Mayra Aguiar, 29 years old, won bronze in the 78 kilos category. She is the first Brazilian athlete to win 3 medals in an individual sport. Then, Rebeca Andrade, 22 years old, wins silver in the general individual modality in gymnastics. The first ever in Brazil for women gymnastics. She overcame many difficulties as a poor kid to become an athlete and underwent 3 right knee ligament reconstruction surgeries, the last one in 2019. She ended her solo performance to the sound of Baile de Favela, a song from Rio de Janeiro's slums. Well, Brazil is enormous and too many things happen every day there. These were some of the news I want to share with you. I hope you enjoyed. Let me know what you think. Send me a message on Twitter at @newsaboutbrazil. This podcast is made by me, myself, and I. So if you want to support me and help me make this grow, you can follow me on Twitter at @newsaboutbrazil and share this episode. You can rate this episode where you listen to your podcasts. Or if you feel so inclined, you can send me any amount at paypal.me/LiaDrummond. The link is also in the description. Thank you so much for listening until the end. The situation in Brazil is not so beautiful now. As we say there, we are laughing not to cry. Bye-bye.